It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another daily episode of Zero Ducks Given after day
three.
England versus India in the fourth test match in this wonderful test series. And we were sat here yesterday, myself and Daniel, and there was an air of smugness, I'd say, arrogance, complacency, perhaps, about how excellent England were and how much they were in control of this test match. Daniel even started talking about a deciding test in the fifth test. And now we look quite stupid because England are staring down the barrel of a probable defeat, not a definite defeat, but a probable defeat. The state of the play, India batted very well, annoyingly, and managed to get themselves to within about 45 runs of England's total. England then absolutely folded like a deck of cards in the second innings. It was all going so well, 110 for three. Turned into 145 all out. There was some contentious DRS. There was a few balls that misbehaved. And India finished the play on 40 for naught. They require 152 runs to win. Daniel, it's been the weirdest pitch I've ever seen. Because there's no consistency. Sometimes it misbehaves. Sometimes it looks very flat. Every now and then, you start thinking there's going to be uneven bouts and then we don't see it for a few hours. It's been strange, but England will be praying and hoping that tomorrow morning this pitch shows its teeth and is keeping low and doing all sorts because that's their only chance really of winning this test match. But it's been strange.
Yeah, it's like a four-year-old who can be like absolutely charming and in private do hilarious impersonations of Scottish people and just generally delight you. And then for no apparent reason, when you say, come on, do your Scottish impersonation, throws a complete like wobbly and goes utterly silent and sits in a corner and gets shy. It's like a toddler. It's a really annoying pitch, actually.
I hate this pitch and I hate children.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's been the theme, hasn't it, of Zero Ducks for a while. So sometimes it's so spectacular. Like poor old Ben Stokes will be thinking, I don't understand. I've only batted on that pitch for about 15 minutes. And in that time, I got two of the most unplayable deliveries in Test cricket history. and then he watches at the other end as absolutely nothing happens. And Ben Folkes is able to block away. You know, and Shoaib Bashir is able to block for about three quarters of an hour. You've got to be wondering, where did it all go wrong for me? You mentioned the contentious DRS. I mean, I think actually what happened is that over the course of this test match, England got the rub of the umpire's call in the first innings, both with bat and with ball. And then in the second innings, they got absolutely no luck whatsoever. They were in a strong position, but, you know, the route one I've looked at so closely And I've frozen it on the big screen and gone right up and had a look. I'm afraid I've got to say, for all those who think that there's some deep conspiracy, I think even on the graphic, the ball, which is a bit of a confusing graphic because you've got this sort of splodgy, shadowy ball over a not very well delineated wicket mark, if you like, or stumps mark. But I think it does show that about a half the ball is there. And our dear colleague Stephen Finn, who has never been as articulate on the podcast, was brilliant on TNT in explaining that the impact, where the ball lands, rather I should say, is a binary thing. It's either in line or it's not in line, because you can't have umpires call on that because they've got an actual fact, which is where the ball landed. And then everything else after that is predictive. And so I think Root was just really unlucky in that Ashwin managed to land the ball as close to the edge of leg stump, outside leg stump, as you can possibly get. So it's a great bit of bowling. That's just the way it goes, isn't it? And there were some like fiercely grubby balls. I don't know that England batted particularly well or particularly badly, in all honesty. Kuldeep bowled superbly. Ashwin was great with a new ball. I suppose Duckett will be annoyed that he got out playing defensively, pushing in front of his pad, but Crawley did another lovely 60-odd, which he may yet prove to be vital. I don't know. Bairstow seems to be striking at about 100 in this match, but still getting out just when he looks like he's going to make a significant contribution. And ultimately, what we always suspected would happen in this series has happened, which is that India, who have three world-class spinners bowling on their own toddler pitch, they bowl enough balls on a toddler pitch, and some of them are going to start impersonating Scotsmen perfectly, even if it goes shy for quite a while, to extend the metaphor. And England bowled absolutely wretchedly with the newborn. I think Stokes, who is an impeccable captain, did get it slightly wrong. I get the idea, actually, that Root has bowled with a new ball and he wanted a spinner first up, and he didn't think that the seamers were going to trouble the batters. And, you know, the pitch doing stuff with spin with a hard ball is going to bounce higher and lower and do everything it does quicker. It's just that neither Hartley nor Root managed to grip the ball at all, bowled a series of full tosses and wretched balls, which can happen. And so India finds themselves in a massively strong position. It's also a pitch, though, that if it does start impersonating Scotsman again tomorrow, which it could do at any moment, then suddenly India could lose three wickets quite quickly. So England will believe, they never stop believing. Any sensible person will have placed a sizable hedged bet when India's odds went out to 9-5 at some point yesterday. I can't imagine who might have done that, but if they did, well done. And
please get all responsibly.
That will soften the blow for those of you who have. For the rest of the England fan contingent, this will be another series of what might have been a little bit like the Ashes, in that they nearly managed to pull off an enormous shock, and they've done very well to be in the games. It feels worse because they did better. Isn't it bizarre? It feels worse if you're an England fan that England find themselves in this position than it did when they lost by 434 runs. And that's baseball for you.
It's the hope that kills you.
Oh, well, 434 runs. What's that between friends? Yeah, that can happen. Better side, but, you know, they throw that away. That is the prevailing emotion of England fans. But look, Kuldeep, hoy, wrist spinner. I mean, Rehan Ahmed had to go home anyway, but I wonder if he might have made a difference with the extra revs he'd get and the extra uncertainty. I don't know. And Jor-El, father of Kal-El, father of Superman, batted quite spectacularly, didn't he? I've got a bone to pick with Ollie Robinson, though. He scored 58 in the first innings, batting really well, and he got out to a silly little reverse sweep. So what does he do off his first ball? Instead of batting like he batted for the 58 runs he scored, he goes, oh, I know, I might repeat the one shit shot I played in my first innings to my first ball, which did strike me as an unusual decision. But then, you know, he was another one who was a victim of, it was overturned on review, but he was another one who was a victim of a pretty unlucky umpire's call when the wrist spinner's turning it that much. And it was just shown to be clipping leg stump, but it was shown to be clipping. My highlight of the day was Stokes getting away with an LBW, which was umpire's call. Only one test match after he'd said that umpire's call should be given out. And of course, all the wags on Twitter said, why didn't you walk? that was quite fun. That and Ollie Robinson shot. But masterclass in bowling. Great fun to watch. And disappointing for fans of two all and a deciding match in Durham, Charlotte. But there you go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A few things I want to pick up on there. First one is, you really are a spineless twat, aren't you? Because to get behind India and put money on India winning when the game is in the balance is, you're such a traitor, aren't you? You really are. Whereas I'm a most one-eyed England fan, I don't try and cover it. You're just after a quick buck. That's all you care about. All you care about is the bottom line, Daniel.
I want to make it absolutely clear. I didn't say that I had placed that bet. I'm just saying that anybody who did will have felt that the disappointment has been somewhat leavened.
And Ollie Robinson, his shot was horrendous. And you're so right. Why would you play the one shot that got you into trouble when you batted so beautifully in that first inning? But also, his bowling looked absolutely dog shit, I thought.
Here's another thing, isn't it? Here's another thing, is that we pundits, everything made sense for Ollie Robinson in this series in a way. Uneven bounce, you know, gets the ball to jag back in. If it keeps low, he'd be unplayable. Lovely high release point, fresh. Oh, there was all sorts of reasons for thinking he'd be a good selection. And instead, you're thinking, well, India rested Bumrah. Why did England rest Wood? And if they did rest Wood, why didn't they bring in Atkinson? Because a bit of pace against that tail might have had England with a lead of 100. And then, actually, they don't get into the pickle because Rohit Sharma can't afford to have players around the bat. It's not just the quantity of runs increases by 50-odd. It's that the whole tenor of what Rohit can do in the field changes. And so, you know, the way their tail batted made a massive difference. And the kind of, helplessness of England's attack. Robinson, I can't fathom Robinson as a cricketer. You'll still look at his stats.
I can't fathom him as a bloke either. He's a strange human being.
Well, I'm not going to comment on his funny onionness or otherwise, but you know, isn't it weird? I mean, he still averages like 23 with a ball. It still shows you what you can do with a bat. And yet somehow within this team, he doesn't feel very baseball-y, does he? Where everybody else has got an enormous amount of I can put it, quite humble confidence based on Stokes. Because it's amazing. He makes me feel $1 million. I didn't think I was that good, which is quite endearing, really, isn't it? Whereas with Robinson, he sort of comes and struts, goes, yeah, here we go, and then delivers 120 kilometre an hour up and down nonsense that wouldn't threaten you. So it's all a bit baffling, really.
It was bizarre. I was surprised Jimmy Anderson didn't get a go with the new nut today at the end of day's play. But I mean, basically, Jai Spar just carried on looking really good. You're right. We basically, for England to win the test match, I'm going to set my alarm for 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm excited for it because I think there'll be a couple of twists and turns. This series has suggested that there will be. We just need Jaiswal to get an absolute filth of a delivery early on. We need a ball that literally lands and then hits the bottom of middle stump. That's what we need. And then things get interesting because Jaiswal has been so immaculate this whole series. You're right. I feel more upset today than I did when we were getting absolutely spanked because I really thought we were going to win this test match and we were going to get a decider. But then I didn't put any money in India because I'm not a complete traitor. I will see you tomorrow, Daniel.
Goodbye from Mr. Quisling.
Sports Social Podcast Network.